You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. President Joe Biden has announced the launch of a global infrastructure partnership designed to counter China's influence in the developing world. The initiative aims to leverage $600 billion with fellow countries of the Group of Seven leading economies by 2027 to spend on global infrastructure projects. U.S. officials have long argued that China's infrastructure initiative traps receiving countries in debt and with investments that benefit China more than their hosts.
These challenges are hard for all of us, even nations with resources of the G7. But developing countries often lack the essential infrastructure to help navigate global shocks like a pandemic. So they feel the impacts more acutely, and they have a harder time recovering. In our deeply connected world, that's not just a humanitarian concern. It's an economic and a security concern for all of us.
Mr. Biden says the initiative would boost the economies of all countries involved.
I want to be clear. This isn't aid or charity. It's an investment that will deliver returns for everyone, including the American people and the people of all our nations. It'll boost all of our economies. It's a chance for us to share our positive vision for the future and let communities around the world see themselves and see for themselves the concrete benefits of partnering with democracies. Because when democracies demonstrate what we can do, all that we have to offer, I have no doubt that we'll win the competition every time.
Japan's prime minister says his country will aim to invest over $65 billion to support the global infrastructure partnership. Fumio Kishida claimed high-quality investment in the infrastructure is necessary to tackle the challenges the world is facing.
From this point of view, Japan aims to invest over $65 billion into infrastructure support and private funding over the next 5 years. On top of challenges such as COVID-19 and climate change, the world is facing the prices of food and energy soaring, as well as the supply chain being disrupted. In order to handle these issues, high-quality investment in the infrastructure is necessary.
EU leader Ursula von der Leyen says the EU would also be joining in the US president's new global infrastructure partnership.
Team Europe is mobilizing €300 billion till 2027 over the next 7 years from both public and private sources. €300 billion for sustainable quality infrastructure and also for health infrastructure. Investments that are transparent and that improve everyday lives and bring real benefit for the communities on the ground.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz made a similar announcement.
I'm happy to announce today that the Germany, via its development bank, is ready to offer a promotional loan of €300 million for energy policy reforms as concrete support for this GETP. This is part of Germany's contribution to collective G7 support of $8.5 billion over the next 3 to 5 years.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also committed to support efforts to avert climate change.
Canada doubled its international climate finance commitment to $5.3 billion over 5 years, in large part to support these efforts, which include a $1 billion investment in the Accelerating Coal Transition Program. Of course, if we want to close the infrastructure gap, we have to find ways to incentivize greater private sector investment, because no amount of public money can single-handedly fix this issue.
President of the European Council, Charles Michel, says supporting the infrastructure drive was an EU priority.
The EU is a project of peace and prosperity, anchored in the rule of law and multilateralism. We rally our partners around high standards of human, social, and workers' rights, and our G7 partnership wants to drive forward infrastructure that's sustainable, inclusive, resilient, and high quality in emerging markets and in developing countries.
Leaders from the US, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, plus the EU, agreed to ban gold exports from Russia, a new concerted action to cut off Moscow's financial lifeline. As G7 leaders gathered in Bavaria, Greenpeace activists have staged an environmental protest on Germany's highest peak. They hung a large banner with the words "Exit Fossil Fuels, Enter Peace" on the Zugspitze peak in a bid to encourage G7 leaders to act on climate change. They placed another huge banner with the same words on the glacier. The 2022 G7 summit is taking place in Germany from the 26th to the 28th of June. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.